The arts flourish in neighborhoods like Berkeley, and the Bay Area sends artists all around the country. Chris Turner is an Oakland native, but he spent much of the last decade touring the nation with a soulful, sophisticated R&B sound. But he recently had his very first show in his own hometown. Here to tell us more about Turner and his work is Youth Radio's Brandon McFarland, host and editor of online radio station All Day Play FM. So Brandon, tell me about Chris Turner.
Well, Chris Turner is a soul artist from Oakland, California. He's performed on stages around the country with soul singer Bilal and pop artist Sean Kingston. But he's never performed in Oakland, California until recently.
Yeah, and just at the end of 2011, you had a chance to see him in Oakland.
I did. It was at Vitus in the Jack London Square area of Oakland. It was a packed house, and he really has great stage presence and really just brought the house down.
So let's give our audience a chance to hear what you heard at the end of December there. This is Liquid Love by Chris Turner. That's the Oakland artist Chris Turner. We're speaking with Youth Radio's Brandon McFarland, host and editor of online radio station alldayplay.fm. So, Brandon, what do you hear in Chris's music?
I definitely hear traces of Marvin Gaye in his falsetto. I hear a lot of Bilal as an influence. I mean, you can't go on tour with a person as influential as Bilal and not take certain pieces for yourself. I definitely hear Michael Jackson and a lot of that 70s soul, a lot of that real orchestrated live band, late 70s soul.
Mm-hmm. Kind of that big sound that comes out of there, the soul scene. What is it that made Chris Turner not actually perform gigs in Oakland before going out on his own and making it outside of the city before coming back?
Well, he went off to school. He went to the New School in New York. And that's really where he found himself musically and started recording his own songs. But he's always been in music programs out here in the Bay Area. His parents made sure he was very involved musically because that's what he loved to do. But once he moved, New York is a very fast place. And he started to tour with Sean Kingston very early in his teenage years. And from then, he just kind of stayed out and began to gig around until he decided it was time to make his own music.
Let's hear another song from Chris Turner. This is a song called Find a Way.
Misery, come look at me and see what you've done. So we've just begun, I'm soon gone. Sanity, don't lecture me. I'm scared of what's I know I could be wrong, or I can find a way. I feel it every single day.
That's Chris Turner. He's an Oakland soul singer, and he just played his first gig ever in Oakland late December. We're speaking with Youth Radio's Brandon McFarland, host and editor of online radio station alldayplay.fm, and we were just listening to Find a Way. So he found a way to make it in the national music scene, and now that he's come back to the Bay Area a little bit, he says he's trying to be part of a Bay Area music movement. Tell me a little bit about that, Brandon.
Yes, I think lots of artists feel it necessary to leave the Bay Area and jump in the big pond, so to speak. But at this point in Oakland, in the East Bay, there are a lot of artists who are coming out making exciting movements and music. And one of those is Jenna Bell, who's a guitarist and vocalist out of Oakland, California, who also spent some time on the East Coast but is in the Bay Area now performing. And her music is more acoustic, soul kind of reminiscent of, you can actually hear twinges of like Alanis Morissette.
Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. I've been calling you for days. The men on the line said you weren't around. Tell me, where are you now? Stare, what is there left to say? Too tired to shout, lonely to go.
So she's definitely something special to look for. Mara Ruby is actually another artist coming from the soul realm, but more acoustic and laid back. She actually made a project last year called From Her Eyes, where she made remakes of her favorite songs. So she remade Mos Def and D'Angelo, Bob Marley, Van Hunt, some of her favorite artists, and she got tons of critical acclaim for that, and she really brings a kind of 40s vibe to her shows. She does the whole thing from her dress down to, you know, her band, so.
Let's give a little bit of a listen to Mara Ruby. That's who we're talking with Brandon McFarlane about. This is Take Off Your Cool by Mara Ruby.
To know you, baby, take off.
That's Bay Area artist Mara Ruby. We're speaking with Youth Radio's Brandon McFarlane, host and editor of online radio station alldayplay.fm. So here at the start of 2012, Brandon, we're talking about soul music, and it seems like 2011 had a lot of dance going on. I just heard an NPR story talking about Four on the Floor, that kind of infectious dance groove that kind of pushed a lot of the most popular songs by Rihanna and so on. But as the year went on, we had Adele kind of taking over the pop charts, and she had a more soulful sound. Do you see that soul continuing to trend in 2012, or what do you see happening?
I definitely see it growing again. Adele definitely set a different tone for pop music. And, that album went diamond. So I think, you know, the way pop goes, everybody wants to follow the biggest thing. So it's just exciting to see that that's the biggest thing again. And here in Oakland, I mean, we're known for good funk and soul music the Bay Area in general, from Sly and the Family Stone to Raphael Sadiq to In Vogue. So, I mean, it's definitely the place where, you know, funk still lives, soul music still lives. So it'll be an exciting time in 2012.